The film is called Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned, and it is a documentary of the Santa Rosa part of the October firestorm. It really, as Stephen said, covers the first 10 or 12 hours of the fires, and we're joined in the movie, too, by not just a lot of regular people who were in very irregular circumstances and the decisions that had to be made during those times. And we also, I'm happy to say, we're joined by Sheriff Rob Giordano, who is in the film, and Fire Chief of Santa Rosa, Tony Gosner, both such integral parts of that experience and this film.
I would add to this, too, that that we filmed most of the footage in my living room.
Not the fire parts.
And I was one of those that stayed during advisory evacuation, not mandatory. I had a radio station to run, and those 4 or 5 days were very critical and very intense. And I chose to stay in my house, even though there was no power and the smoke was all around. And I'm only 7 minutes from the radio station, so that just made sense. But the fire department came around and they put a big X on my door.
Yeah,
also.
You guys got your X's.
Yep,
we
yeah.
do.
And so when we were filming back in February, I guess, in my home, my living room, Tony Gosner, the fire chief, and Rob Giordano, and the sheriff of Sonoma County, and other people who had experienced the fire up close and personal, people who had lost their homes or came close to, doing all the filming right there. I had each of the law enforcement and fire officials go out and take a picture with me standing next to my ex.
Next to the
which
ex.
I still haven't hosed off of the side of the house.
It is. It's a badge of courage for many of us. It really is. Yeah. And so this film just finished by Steven Seeger and his wife, Meta, will be debuting. And this is the first that anybody has heard about this part of the story. It will be debuting at the Roxy Theater in Santa Rosa. We can't think of any place better than Santa Rosa. And it will be Thursday, July 19th. So Thursday, July 19th.
7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock at the Roxy Theater will be your first opportunity to see it. And again, you know, I say, if you're ready to see a documentary on the fire, some people are not. They're not ready.
Right.
For a lot of other people, some of whom may think it's cathartic, some of whom may think it's just part of their healing process, and all of that. The one thing that I asked of Stephen through this whole process was, please treat our community with love and with respect and hope. And he has accomplished all of that and more.
I would say, adding this, and I want Steve to tell his viewpoint on this, but the tone of this documentary, and it runs 40 minutes. It's a
short documentary.
It's a documentary short, and we'll talk about the reasons for that. But the tone of it does exactly what you requested, Pat. It treats it with sensitivity. It treats it with kindness and with love. And the end of the film is very inspirational. And that's all I want to say about it right now.
Yeah, we wanted to, because we all went through this as a city. This is my hometown. This isn't just where we didn't just drive in. I live here. My kids went to Santa Rosa High School. And so, we were some of the first people in to film the wreck damage in Fountain Grove. And I live, you know, right next to Fountain Grove. And my son and I literally ran for our lives past a 30-foot wall of flame, carrying our cats. And but it is hope. We were stunned when we, around Christmas time, we went back and filmed. And there were Christmas trees in Coffee Park, and people had hung Christmas lights, and the inspirational signs were put up, and we wanted to include that too. Part of my message, and I put it on Facebook as well, it was the message of hope. We weathered the worst fire in American history, but we're still here, and we're proud to be here, and we were bent but not broken, and we're going to rebuild. And I've never been more proud to be a citizen of Santa Rosa in my life, and I wanted to give us a venue so we could all share that.
Absolutely. And so, again, the premiere is going to be Thursday, July 19th. You'll hear details early next week about how you can get tickets, how soon you can get tickets, if you're so inclined. And a lot of the people who are in that film will be in the audience that night.
Yeah, let me add on to that too, Pat. We really thank Neil Perlmutter and the folks at Santa Rosa Entertainment. They own most of the screens in Sonoma County. And when I first met, I've worked with Neil on a number of projects, and we're actually having lunch with him today to do some of the finalization of this. But as soon as I called him and told him what we were doing, without him even seeing the film, he said, "You got it. We're there. We're there. We were a part of this. We would be proud and privileged to be able to host the world premiere of your movie, having not even seen it." And then we later had a screening, and he then started mapping out the dates. We have selected Thursday, July 19th at the Roxy in the big auditorium. They're getting ready to renovate the Roxy.
I know.
Where they've actually changed some of their renovation plans to be able to host this premiere, the world premiere. We will be doing a live broadcast with Steve Jackson in the drive, 5 to 7, leading up to it.
Very good.
We elected not to do a Hollywood-type premiere with a red carpet and with limos arriving.
Oh, hell no.
It just didn't fit.
No.
So we will not have that level of falderal, but it will be the general public will be able to see it at that point. We're setting a ticket price. Again, with all proceeds going to fire charities, and we're in the process of finalizing the fire charities today at lunch, and we'll be making an announcement separately on that next week on KSRO. We're also going to, and Santa Rosa Entertainment has said, listen, after the big premiere, we know that the energy around the movie will be such that we would like to start an ongoing showing at the Third Street Cinemas,
right,
which is right across from Courthouse Square. And it'll start there on the next day, Saturday, and it'll have multiple runs and until people stop coming.
Yeah, until you've seen it and your friends have seen it, or whoever wants to see it.
And again,
sees it.
Steve is not making any money. The producers are not making any money on this. This is all for charity. I know that Santa Rosa Entertainment has to pay some rent and they have to hire the popcorn makers, but the majority of the funds from this, from the ticket sales in both the premiere and the ongoing run at Third Street, will go to the fire-related charities.
And let me say too, Michael, that this is a very important segment and a very important first leg of what KSRO's intention to do between now and October, now and the anniversary of the fires, in terms of commemoration and in terms of supporting our community, because we know for thousands of people it's not over yet.
I have a question for Steve. We filmed that, the interview portions, in my living room, and it was very tender interviews. We did this over several Saturdays, not just one. What was the moment where you, as the executive producer and the director, thought to yourself, this is going to be different than anything I've ever done
before? Well, it's interesting. When you make a documentary, I believe it or not, there's a script. It's not just, we don't just wing it. But the documentary you film first, and then you write, you get your story later. I thought it was going to be entirely different, but once we got when I was talking with Tony Gosner, and you'll see in the film, up close and personal, and everyone comments on Pat Carrigan, who is one of the stars of the film, and there's just certain moments where you just realize this is golden, this is really good, people, this is terrific.
This was people being in their hearts. That's what this was. Exactly.
You were all in the fire too. And that's what it's just the story of people who were in the fire, and you can't believe the number of decisions people made that were just insanely ridiculous decisions, life-threatening. Like, people were trapped in their pools, and they went to bed, like we all went to bed, just expected to get up the next day, and then the most horrifying thing happened.
It is a beautiful film, and Steven Seeger is the filmmaker, Michael O'Shea, a producer on the film.
And Pat Kerrigan, a producer.
And thank you very kindly for being here and talking about this.
Can I add one more real quick piece?
Real quick, and then I want to wrap it up.
Mike Shukin, who is with Berkeley Fire Station No. 6,
yes.
shot some of the most dramatic
real
HD
footage.
Yeah. Saw it on CNN.
On the way. It was on CNN, and we got a hold of Mike, and Mike said, I want to join the effort, and he is also part of the contributor yeah. to this, and Mike's film, and Mike will be there at the premiere.
A lot of people involved.
As well as
yes.
Sheriff Rob, and Tony's going to be out of town, but
the deputy chief will be there,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
So thank you for the introduction here. We'll be talking more about this movie, and just on a personal note, you know me. You know what to expect from me at this point. You know what not to expect from me, and dishonesty is not my game, so let me honestly say that this is a beautiful piece about the most trying times that we will ever experience in our lives. It's called Urban Inferno. Your first opportunity to see it will be July 19th.